Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I just went with it. I mean, if you're going to make up a lie, are you thinking at all? I just think it was a stupid decision in my part. Very stupid decision that I regret every day.
New York Representative George Santos laments the countless lies he told voters about his personal history during his congressional campaign, but his alleged financial crimes may haunt him the most. The freshman Republican was indicted Wednesday on 13 federal charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. Santos says he is not guilty, does not plan to resign, and will seek re-election. He calls the indictment a witch hunt. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says a Republican senator's delay in approving nearly 200 military promotions over his objection to the military's abortion policy puts America at risk.
There are a number of things happening globally that indicate that we could be in a contest on any one given day.
Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is delaying the promotions in protest of a policy approved by Austin, granting 3 weeks of paid time off and travel reimbursement for service members in need of out-of-state abortion care. Bipartisan legislation has been introduced aimed at strengthening election infrastructure. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia says voting systems would be required to undergo simulated cyber attacks as part of their standard certification process.
Maintaining the integrity of our voting systems, and more importantly, the public's faith that their votes will be counted in a fair and accurate way is extraordinarily critical.
Specifically, voting systems would undergo so-called penetration testing, a practice allowing researchers to use the same techniques as cyber criminals. Voting rights advocates say outdated voting machines also lead to long lines and lost votes on Election Day. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says the state legislature will hold a special legislative session this August focused on gun reform following last month's deadly school shooting in Nashville.
We have to stay focused on the path forward. Tennesseans are depending on us.
Lee says he will meet with lawmakers and local residents to discuss solutions to gun violence while preserving citizens' constitutional rights. Vermont's Republican governor has signed abortion and gender-affirming shield bills into law. The laws are the first in the country to explicitly include protecting access to abortion medication. The bills also protect providers for providing legally protected reproductive and gender-affirming care. And Senator Dianne Feinstein of California has returned to Capitol Hill after a month-long health absence. Her return once again gives Democrats their majority on the Senate Judiciary Committee and its one-seat advantage in the full chamber. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you? Well, they're